Nazareth.
Kerry returns to the region after talks late last month produced what he called real progress. With a little more work, he believes, the start of final status negotiations on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict could be within reach. That work's being done with the help of the so-called Middle East Quartet, the United States, the United Nations, the European Union, and Russia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
Russia is interested in swiftly achieving a solution of resuming direct negotiations between Israel and Palestine.
This effort is based on an Arab League peace initiative, including land swaps, so Israel can keep some Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Israeli Justice Minister Tzipi Livni.
I see the role of the international community in the context of the Middle Eastern process as a very high one, and I surely hope that the direct negotiations between the sides will resume. But the international atmosphere and background are also very important to us.
Getting to a two-state solution has been a priority for President Barack Obama. American University professor Akbar Ahmed.
The second-term president is always bold because the president is then thinking of his legacy. He is now joined by Secretary Kerry, who's a thoughtful man, a man of gravitas, a man who understands the significance of pulling off a peace deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Ahmed believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu understands what's at stake.
The Israelis have to always look at the bigger picture. They have to look at the long term. In the long term, it is in their interest, in their national interest, to have peace and security in that neighborhood.
This latest push for peace comes as the Obama administration works to manage expectations from the so-called Arab Spring, says former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Daniel Kurtzer.
This is a chronic conflict that so far has defied anyone's ability to resolve it, but it has very much affected American interests. We are part of the problem, at least as seen through the lens of the Arab Street.
If Kerry can get talks started, Kurtzer says that will help broader U.S. foreign policy goals.
I think it will dissipate some of the anger on the Arab Street, and it'll give us some breathing room to really do what we need to do on other pressing issues like Egypt and Syria.
Kerry meets Wednesday with Jordanian Foreign Minister Nasser Judeh and with Arab League officials for an update on Mideast peace efforts and for talks on the war in Syria. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Amman.